Hello everyone, Strungecast here. This is episode 4, How You Met Your Other. I'm Andre.
And I'm Kirsten.
And she's on a different mic, so hopefully it still sounds okay. Let us know in the comments. Basically, this weekend I decided to plump for the Rode Wireless Pro, so she's on a lav mic first time, and it means that she can be more free and also read from the iPad, which is big. But when you've got a massive disc in front of you, that kind of hinders that, doesn't it?
It definitely does. So we'll see. You have to let us know if I suddenly sound awful or crackly.
Too quiet.
Yes.
Yeah. So today's topic, how you met your other. We had some lovely stories come in. I think we've got 3, if I'm not mistaken.
We do.
Which are you going to start with first, my dear?
So we'll start with Tara and Scott. And some of the stories are quite long, so I'm just going to do my best to try and summarise. So if you're listening and you hear your story and I've missed parts out, I'm really sorry. We loved them and they're really, really sweet. But obviously, definitely, for the purposes of the podcast, we have to try and slim it down a little bit. But yeah, so Scott and Tara, who met playing an online game, Mud, which, yeah, if you don't know, like I didn't, is multi-user dungeon. And they were both players before and had a mutual friend who Scott saw a picture of Tara through this mutual friend and asked about her. But they didn't actually end up meeting till a little while later. And through the game, sort of got talking, and around Valentine's Day of 97 decided to meet up, and Scott drove all the way from Michigan to South Carolina, which I don't know how far that is because I am terrible with geography in terms.
We are terrible with geography
for the US, but I'm assuming it was significant drive to spend some time. And they spent some more time together, had their first date at the movies, seeing First Contact. And Tara says, yes, we are both Trekkies. And
it's a good film, by the way.
Yeah. In 97, she went to go see him in Michigan. And in 98, around Valentine's Day again, Scott asked Tara to marry him. And in 99, June, they got married. And they actually had their vow renewal ceremony on the Star Trek cruise.
No way.
Which I think is amazing.
That's cool. That's really
this
nice.
Past February. And they have 2 boys, I believe. And yeah, just very sweet, happy couple. So that's sort of just a very quick summary of them together.
It's a good one, that.
Yeah. Next, we have Richard and Pascal. And I'm apologize profusely if I've not pronounced that correctly.
We both weren't sure.
Yes. So we're going with Pascal because that's how the internet told us you say it.
Because I know a female. No, I know only one female Pascal, and that's Richard's Pascal. But I know male Pascal too.
Yeah.
So we hope we get it right.
We hope so. They also met through another online game called Unitopia, which I'd never heard of, and I don't think you had either.
No.
Nope. They have a bit of an age gap, so 31 and 47. And, well, at the time of meeting, I believe. So, you know, whatever the ages are now. And they were both in tricky positions. I believe that Richard had broken up from a relationship and had a job change and was living near his mum. And Pascal was in a relation, in a marriage with a daughter, but perhaps wasn't as happy as she had once been.
Yeah.
And after meeting in this game, Unitopia, they connected, you know, played, started talking, spent many evenings falling asleep on the phone, which we
Didn't we do that?
We did. How many nights did we fall asleep and wake up to an empty line on the phone?
Actually, you know, it's funny because had it been a few years earlier than that, it would have cost a lot of money. I had Vonage back then, I still do. I still have the same number I had when we got together. And it cost me nothing to be on the phone to you.
Goodness.
It was great.
It was hours. The only thing it cost, hours and hours.
It was only cordless phone battery. That's what suffered the most.
Yes, exactly. What I did want to read out, because I just thought this was really sweet, was Richard said, while most players presented themselves there as slim, warrior-like avatars, Richard noticed something different. A plump panther woman with green eyes crossed his path, a character that immediately caught his attention. And I just thought that was lovely. Just a really sweet
different
moment, you know.
And cute.
Yeah, very cute. So they met and spent more time together. And I think then Pascal decided to end her marriage, and they got together, had a tricky time, you know, divorce and everything is very up and down.
Yeah.
But 6 years has now passed since they first met, and they are now planning their wedding.
Which this is so
is
good.
Amazing.
This so is that great. Look at that.
Is their story. And our last one from Amy. And she said that her other half, that they had met, but they had met 7 years ago, but fate had other ideas. And her partner had ended up with somebody else. But sadly, in 2020, she lost that partner. And 4 years on, Amy decided to move to Hereford, and they both met up and discovered that they still had chemistry. And they've now moved in together. And 2 weeks ago, she proposed. So that's really sweet. So congratulations, Amy and Sam.
See, look at all these lovely stories coming in.
Yeah.
There's more of you out there. I know there are. I would love to hear your stories, because it'd be nice to have like a second section to this.
Absolutely.
A return. There are couples I know of that have told me they're in the past, but I need them in written form so that we can read them, because they're cool. So them's the stories of the week.
Yeah, thank you for sending them in. They've been really, really sweet to read.
Yes. And if you have any extras that you want us to know, or things that we missed out, let us know for next time. Luckily, this week was kind of light on the information. There's three of you, and we got all three in. You know, if it gets crazy, it'd be hard. But we're still small.
Yes.
Podcast growing. But it's fun, you know. I mean, I'm having fun anyway.
I am too.
she says. Now, we come back home, and we talk about our weekend briefly. It was a good weekend.
We've had a lovely weekend. It's been Alice's 12th birthday on Saturday.
Yeah.
And she had just the most amazing day. Some people may have seen the little clip of video that I have posted if you follow us on social media. If not, we surprised her with a trip to Disneyland in Paris later this month. And she had absolutely no idea.
Nope.
She found out by a hidden message inside her birthday cake that she only found when she cut the cake. And she was so overwhelmed and so overjoyed that she actually cried. She had a few tears. Had no idea, totally didn't expect it. So that was just the most amazing surprise I think we've ever
given her.
Given, yeah, or either of our children.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's, you know, partly for Jake as well, but he was in on the surprise. He knew. He's helped plan it and
he's good like
part
that.
Of it. He is very good.
I've sent Jake out to Amazon and be like, hey, I need this and I don't know what a picture of it would be like. And he sends me back links. He's like, chat Jake PT. It's brilliant. I like it. But it's going to be nice. You'll have tales when you get back.
We will have so much to tell everybody and to share. I'm sure there'll be hours of videos and pictures and sounds.
Yes.
All kinds.
Because the plan eventually going forward would be to insert some sounds of the trip into the podcast for you guys to listen to, which I can do in post. See, I'm not going with them. I probably got something on that weekend anyway. And that tends to be how it works, is that the family go away and then I go away separately. And actually, people wonder why. My dad used to bug me about it. Didn't
yeah.
he just?
I think if that's not the norm for your family, you know, if you always go away together, then it does seem a bit strange, but it's what works for us. All the holidays that we've had previously with the children have been very child orientated. So I usually take the kids away and have done since Alice was a baby and even a couple of years when Jake was little.
Yeah.
And it's been to usually places in the UK, and we have lots of dogs because my mum has a dog, my aunt has a dog, and now we have a dog. So there's dogs running around everywhere. We're usually somewhere in the middle of the country that doesn't have fantastic Wi-Fi, which obviously is not ideal for you, is it?
I don't like that.
No, you wouldn't be overjoyed with all the dogs that run around and jump on everybody. And any activities that we do, certainly when the children were younger, would be farm parks and, you know, lots of little children running around. And it's not ideal. It's not what you particularly enjoy. And so we just made the decision that it just wasn't worth dragging you all the way there to probably not really enjoy it.
No.
So I would take them away and you would stay here and have friends visit or whatever it was that you wanted to do. And now that they're older, obviously we can do more together. But with regards to Disney, we did discuss it at length.
Yeah.
But we decided that for the few rides that you would enjoy doing with Jake, like the roller coasters and things, the rest of it you probably wouldn't enjoy. It's long days, it's lots of walking around, it's lots of standing and waiting, lots of people, and it just wasn't something that you were particularly keen on doing, was it?
Nine.
Yeah, so it seems silly to spend all that money for something that you wouldn't necessarily enjoy that much. So we go, we gather all the sounds and videos and bring them back to share for you.
It's good fun.
Yeah.
I spend that week usually working hard on music stuff and seeing a few people and that kind of thing. And yeah, having the house to myself. It's actually quite nice.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
No animals or children or wife bugging you.
Well, this year there were guinea pigs.
But you know, they're
your sister
contained.
Came and sorted that out.
She did.
It was good. I liked it.
I know.
And I got to play the piano any time of night. No, I didn't really. But we could have. That's us. It's a short one. I mean, compared to last time, that was 34 minutes. This will be quite short. Is there anything else you wanted to add before we go away? I mean, I've got a cup of tea waiting, so that's fine. And I'm not going to spill it.
All right. No need to rub that in.
No, the carpet did that already.
I've got nothing to share that we can talk about. Not today.
Not today.
Not today. Another day.
Another day.
Yeah.
Well, we have a topic planned for the next one if we can find the information we want.
We do. We have a couple planned.
Yeah. Man, planning is good. It feels like we're actually doing something.
Yeah. But also, again, if there are, like, after the first one, some, you know, a few people commented and asked us a few questions. If there was anything you specifically wanted to know or wanted us to talk about, then please, you know, do post the comments and we'll try and include that.
Yeah. Well, Channel 4 didn't find us very interesting, but you guys seem to, so no, appreciate that. We were on TV in 2017 on a program called How to Make Your Marriage Work. And because we made it work, they found us very dull. There were no cheating scandals or anything like that.
Unlike the other couples.
Oh, man.
So they featured much more heavily than we did, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We barely got any airtime at all, to be fair. We've got a montage of that, but we can't show it on YouTube because Channel 4 locked it off. It's on Instagram, though. They didn't lock it there. So somewhere on my account is a clip, a 6-minute montage, I think, of our parts of that program. It was an hour-long episode. We got 6 minutes of airtime, roughly. There you go, Stroongers. I'll see you in the next one.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you very much for listening.